Hear the word together. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Amen.
Amen. I'll try not to stumble around here. Good morning. Good morning, Hotla and your family. It's good to see you guys today and all the guests that are here. During this service, we are going to pray for this team that is going. I think it's a blessing that we can have them here with us on their last service before they venture out into mission. I'm going to try this technology. Okay, it's working. I think that's the right button. Let us pray together. Lord, we thank you that you always speak to your people, and you always, by your Holy Spirit, guide us in the direction that we should go. Speak to us today, affirm us, encourage our spirit and our soul, that we will continue to walk in you and reflect the gospel to the rest of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap the harvest if we do not give up. I will continue to read verse 10. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. That's all of us. I'm a coach. I like to coach rugby, and that's how I lose most of my voice, yeah? When I'm standing on the side of the field and cheering these guys, those who are not playing well, it's hard for a coach to stand outside and see that your team has been defeated. So sometimes I use the power of my voice to bring some command and encouragement to those in the field. Paul is not just writing a good letter here in the book of Galatians. His passion is involved in his writing. If we read the book of Galatians, you'll see that I'm writing here in bold letter. In other words, either he's have a weak eyes or he's trying to emphasize something very powerful here to the church in Galatia. He said, "Do not grow weary in doing good. For in good time, you will reap the harvest." The church in Galatians were going through a tremendous challenge. Paul has been planting churches all around, yeah? And there are many Gentiles who have been converted into faith in Christ, which is awesome. And but something happened. There was a group of Jewish teachers, the Judaizers. They also acknowledged Jesus as the Messiah, but they are worried about their traditional teaching, the ancient traditional teaching of the Jews, the Mosaic Law, that this new gospel that Paul is bringing, the gospel of faith in Jesus Christ, not based on our works or rules and laws, but by having faith in him, that he is worried, they're worried that it might be substituted. That's the only gospel that Paul was there. So he wrote this letter, recognizing that those who have been free because of their salvation in Christ, they have put their faith in Jesus Christ and have experienced the freedom, are slowly beginning to merge and be influenced back to this traditional way. And Paul, as he wrote to the Galatians about this danger, and he encouraged them not to walk away or sway away from the teaching of Christ that God is that he gave them. So it's a. One day we have a diesel car, and I went to the gas station one day, and I put in gasoline. I thought I was holding on to a diesel pipe, and I pour a full tank of gasoline in our car. So I tried to drive the car. It can't. And I was like, don't! Tried to pull the rest of the hair that I have, but I can't, which was good, you know? So we have to call this particular company. It came, they took the car and drained away the wrong gas and then fill it with diesel. This is a picture of what Paul was trying to say to the church in Galatia. You are meant for diesel. Diesel is what's going to drive this car forward. Having faith in Christ and his grace is the message of this time. That God, that we become benefits of his death and his resurrection. That God, Jesus Christ, has fulfilled the law. And by putting our faith in him, brings freedom to us. And we don't need to enslave ourselves. There's a danger that we will return back to bondage. Amen? And that is, so when Paul wrote, he felt the need to expound to the Galatian church. Please don't, just like I'm on the side of the field and screaming to those. No, don't pass that way. Don't run that direction. Ah, wrong. You will be defeated. Not only that Paul was concerned about this, but also these Judaizers, they despise Paul. So everywhere Paul goes, they follow. Everywhere that Paul has been discipling, they come there and they emphasize and they bring about this teaching of the law. Yeah? So this incredible teaching that they are proclaiming about, they don't want the ancient teaching and tradition to be put aside for this gospel that Paul is preaching. But Paul's passion, he knew the danger if the Galatians surrender to this teaching. Not only they will move back to bondage, but the message of Jesus Christ will turn out to be just another sect or religious group. Yeah? Not only that, but it will hinder the message of Jesus Christ spread to the whole entire world. Paul saw the danger, and he wrote to them this. And then as we come to chapter 6, he says, do not become weary in doing good. So here in Galatians chapter 6, we know, I know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Jesus Christ that we may be justified by faith in Christ. Not by works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That the life I live now in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained by the law, then Christ's death is nothing. That Christ died for nothing. This is the heart of the gospel of Galatians. And his heart, as he wrote to the church, and also this message is for us here at SSC, and for those of us who have believed in Christ. Say, do not grow weary. I asked myself the other day a very honest question. Am I a good person? Of course, I'm a Christian. I'm a good person. At Henrik and I, we were together with the conformance. We're going through the Alpha course. We touch also on this. Everyone can do good things. Even those who don't believe in Jesus, they do good things. It's nothing wrong. But what good is Paul talking about here, that we will reap the harvest? Doesn't mean that we do good, that we're Christians. Doesn't mean that Christians only do good. But it's those of us who have put our faith in Christ, that he alone becomes the foundation and the anchor and our reference point, our Savior and our King. Paul is saying to them, in the midst of all these trials, he wrote to the Galatians, he said, don't give up. Whatever you are doing for God, do not stop. Whatever good that you are doing for God, don't stop. Keep doing it. Don't become weary. He's saying that because there's a possibility that we'll become weary. We have become weary. We have become weary in doing good things. It's wonderful. You know, I come to Docker's ministry. These guys are there preparing food. Wednesday, we run the Alpha course, and I would pop in the prayer room, and there was Charles there alone, just praying. Nobody there. It's not that you know what he's doing. Those of us who are doing the encouragement for us, let's just keep doing. Even if no one recognizes it, let's do it. Paul is cheering them and said, do not grow weary, because there are times we're going to grow weary. There are times our love for one another will be tested. Have you ever felt a time when you just, I'm giving up. I don't want to spend much time with these people or those people. I don't want to do this anymore. Let us not become weary in doing good. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people. Paul is saying, watch my faith in Christ reflected in what I do. That my faith in Christ and my relationship with Christ is the motivating factor for me to do what I'm doing now. Will not give up. So what do we do? How can we walk and maintain these together? What opposition are you facing right now? What challenges? What is this that is challenging you into the point of giving up? Have you ever felt that way before? Sometimes you just feel like giving up and doing good things. Especially in a church, in a community like this. There's relationship challenges. And for SIC, we are a multicultural community. And it's easy for us to rub ourselves in the wrong way. This is the part of the exciting part of growing together, yeah? Because we learn from each other and we grow with each other. But Paul says here, Let us encourage one another. Let me just go back there quickly. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So, don't give up on me. Don't give up on one another. It's easy that one of our biggest options in relationship is to unplug ourselves and move somewhere else. That's always the case of how we resolve issue. We just withdraw. But God is building his church, a powerful church, a church that reflects his grace, not only but the power of the gospel and the message of Jesus Christ. We are going to have challenges. Things are going to come our way to influence us away from the course that God has given us. Let's love one another. Let's encourage one another. Learn to encourage one another. I took the international school team, junior team, to Denmark. And some of them, as a coach, I would encourage them to go and play ping pong. Rugby is not for them. I see danger ahead of me. You know, I've heard it of them. I feel for them. But Mr. Julie, I want to play. Jesus, help us. Help us here. All right, so their first game against Denmark, it was like 60 to nothing. There is humiliation. There is just shame. And everybody's going around like this. And so that night, the final day, they have a couple more games. So I brought them to our room. We sat down, and you know they're looking down, and there's a sense of defeat. But as I see them, I see potential to do and prove the opponents wrong. So I said to them, "How many of you have watched the movie 300?" You know, I'm trying to connect with them on that. Right, 300, okay, that's good. What happened? So they start talking about the movie and how there was only 300 warriors and a whole legion of enemies. And what happened? They fought, okay. You, all of you, you are the 300 warriors. Now go there. And the next day, they played, and it was a whole new team. The coaches, the other team, were shocked by the performance and their faith in themselves and their ability to play and perform. And 2 years later, the same group of people won the international, become champion of the international school championship. And I was privileged to be there as their coach. God never give up on us. He never give up on each and every one of us. There has never been a time where God condemns us by doing the right thing. The Holy Spirit is there empowering us to do the good things that God has called us to do. Do not let anything sway us away. Amen? Keep doing the good that God has called you to do. Keep doing it. And keep encouraging one another in the Lord. See somebody there, come alongside them. See the worship team. See Ezra, that was wonderful. Yeah. Let's encourage one another as a church. Amen, SIC? Amen. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will. Through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every single way, bearing fruit in every good work growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with, remember, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance, yeah, and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you and me to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. That's beautiful, yeah? Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you.